Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Views, the podcast where Jason and I sit in my living room. And we have a hard time starting the podcast because Jason and I just talk about how good looking I am for the first 30 minutes of us hanging out.
And just to finish up here, your nose looks, it is similar to Brad Pitt, as you see this diagram I have here. Yeah. Look at the A and the B column.
Jason brought a lot of diagrams today.
And as we merge the two noses, you see that you and Brad Pitt are absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
And are the standard for beauty. In the United States and all over the world.
Let's pick this up after the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So sorry. I just really get into my work sometimes.
Let's roll the intro music. What's up, guys? I'm David. I'm 22 years old. This is Jason. Introduce yourself.
I'm 45.
Jason's 45.
Woo! And living life to the fullest. I am so chipper this morning.
It's the morning time, which sucks because Jason couldn't. Jason fell asleep last night. We were supposed to record the podcast. He fell asleep because I texted him at midnight. And I'm not a morning person whatsoever. Mm. And Jason's not a night person whatsoever. So we couldn't get the podcast done last night. So we're going to get done this morning. And we can't seem to win. I woke up this morning and I heard Jason decided, he was like, well, if David's not coming out, I'm going to do the podcast myself. And he started recording the podcast for 15 minutes by himself. And he was speaking really loudly so I would hear. And it was so annoying that I had to go into the bathroom and turn on the shower and watch a YouTube video to calm myself down.
You took a shower while I was out here?
No, I just turned the shower on.
Oh, just so you didn't have to listen to me?
Yeah, because I'm like this weird, like if like in the morning, my day can be very easily like steered in the wrong direction.
Oh.
Like just on my first encounters with
just
people.
Just when some asshole like me gets in your way, it just sets you off.
No, but like,
I'm sorry. Let me walk around on eggshells here all morning.
No, I'm super cranky in the morning. So yeah. Like, if there's one thing that's just like not going my way, my entire fucking day is just like, fuck Jason for speaking so loudly this morning.
I'm trying to get you out here.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm just saying. That's
if anyone wants to hear the 9-minute podcast that I made by myself, tweet me. And I'll tell you, it is full of some great nooks and crannies. I tried to make it as boring as possible to get David to come out here.
And the worst part about not being a morning person and being around a morning person is how much fucking energy you have.
I'm hyped. I'm ready for this podcast. I love views. I love being here.
I know.
And I don't like what you're saying, that you're this cool night person and I'm this nerdy morning person.
I'm not saying that at all.
That's what it is. That's what you're saying.
I would love to.
Because I asked you what you did last night. You won't even tell me. I was like, did you shoot last night?
No, I was just editing.
Just hanging out. No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was editing for my Twitter videos.
Oh, so you were editing last night.
Yeah.
I thought you had a big party here without me. David has a friend who invited me to a party. She's like, you know, even younger than David. And I really like this person.
I told Jason, I'm like, yeah, she wants all of us to come, like our entire group. And Jason's like, are you sure? Like, me too? He almost started fucking crying.
I said to David, you should just call her and let her know that she doesn't have to invite me to these things. Considering I'm probably older than her dad, I probably won't go anyway.
Yeah, you will.
No, I don't want
You'll have to go because that's going to be so much fun to shoot you at a party.
With a bunch of 18-year-olds?
Yeah, you know how fun it is.
I guess so. Sometimes it is.
Yesterday, I was sitting on the couch with my assistant, and can you stop shaking your leg? It's really scaring me.
Oh, boy, I don't want to set you off and send you down the wrong way.
You're just wearing cargo shorts and you're shaking your leg.
Be in a fucking mood. I don't
care.
But
you're in a mood at night. Do you know what I mean? You're,
I don't think it's a lot to ask to not record the podcast at 12:30 at night.
It's not. It's not. You're right.
But
I'm just saying.
Who are you, Kid Cudi? You got to get in the studio like at 3 a.m.?
Dude, isn't that fucking crazy how like rappers actually run like really late?
Yeah.
Remember, were you at that concert when we went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And Cardi B was supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And we got there. She was supposed to come out at like 10:30 p.m.
Even you were over it. Even you were like, I'm going to go.
And we got there at 10:30 p.m. Cardi B was supposed to perform. This wasn't like a Allstate Arena type of concert. It was more like a laid back type of concert, right? Like it wasn't like the super organized thing.
Mm-mm.
And we got there at 10, just in case, so we didn't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
No one came out until 11.
We were waiting for Cardi B, G-Eazy.
Yeah.
And the other guy.
Yeah. And no one came out till 11. And I'm like, okay, Jason, let's wait till 11:30 and then we're out of here. Like, there's no way someone can show up an hour late. And then we waited till 11:30. No one showed up. And I was just like, we waited this long. We might as well wait till 12.
Mm.
No one showed up. It was still the same DJ up on stage, like the DJ that like pumps up the crowd. He was still on there and he was getting so annoying. And it was already 12. So she's an hour and a half late. And then Zane and Scott and Heath or whoever was there with us were already kind of drunk. It was Todd and Scott. They're already kind of drunk. So I'm like, might as well stay because maybe something funny will happen because my friends are drunk. Mm. So we stayed till 1 and nothing happened. So then I was like, I can't do this anymore. I felt like crap. I'm like, I have to leave.
We did see G-Eazy though, right?
No.
I remember seeing him.
No, we didn't.
We didn't. I made that up.
Yeah.
I'm having delusions of grandeur. I'm losing my mind because I'm old.
We had such a long day. And then we decided to leave around like 1:15, 1:20. And then we had a flight also that left at 6 in the morning that day, remember?
We always do.
Yeah. So I'm like, we have to get back so I can get at least 3 hours of rest. As I was getting ready for my flight, which was at like 5 in the morning... I got a text from Todd and Scott saying they're coming back to the hotel.
Oh yeah,
because Cardi B didn't get on till 3:30 in the morning.
Wow,
nuts!
That was before she was pregnant.
She was supposed to come on at 10:30.
Oh, maybe she was pregnant then.
Isn't that crazy?
Maybe she didn't know.
Who cares?
Maybe she conceived that
Shut
night.
Up. Jesus.
Maybe Scott's the father.
Shut the fuck up.
I wonder.
It's not the point of the story. My God.
This is going to be a rough podcast, guys. Buckle down. There's going to be a lot of fights. But in the end, we're going to prevail. It's going to be entertaining. We know it. I can feel it.
Anyway, I was sitting on the couch yesterday with my assistant. And she was, I think she was, she made a lot of like inroads with a lot of like people here in LA. Like she's friends with a lot of people, like a lot of different publicists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me saying, are you going to invite David to that Emmy party or is it just me? She texted me that while she's sitting right by me. And I'm like,
by accident.
Yeah, by accident. And I'm like, what Emmy party? And she's like, what? And she's like, oh, shit. Texted me that right when she was sitting next to me, talking about an Emmy party that she's not inviting me to.
Well, you know, she's going out. She's building Dobrik LLC.
Yeah, she's already independent.
Yeah, she's going out to these Emmy parties to get you, you know, contacts with new people.
Yeah, she comes back at like 2 in the morning, just drunk out of her mind.
Yeah, but honestly, better her go than you.
No.
She'll probably get more done than you. Oh, yeah, there were some kids outside your house trying to find your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, hey, are you? I drove out, and they ducked down.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, that's really weird and suspicious. So I stopped, and I was like, hey, what's up? And they were like, oh, hey, hi. We're lost. We're lost, and we have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, are you looking for David's house? And then they go, no, yes, like that. So they didn't have their story together, And the one in the front, first when I drove out, the one in the front was ducking and the one in the passenger seat was waving. So they just weren't together on anything.
So like, one of the girls was just like, pretend everything's normal. And the other one was like, let's just go for it.
Yeah. One of them was like, there's nothing wrong with waiting outside someone's house and stalking them. And then I go, yeah, yeah. And it was just really silent because they didn't want to say the words like, get out of here. And then they're like, this is kind of creepy, huh? And I was like, yeah, it's a little creepy. I said, I'm sure you guys are really nice. And I go, and you know what? David's really nice. And just long silence. And then they go, okay, we're going to go. Because, you know, you got to be so careful what you say nowadays to people. You know, I try to choose my words better. I'm really working on that.
I send you to scare away people. No, he's coming. He's probably going to...
I am not having this shit. Not today. You fucking kids. You think this is goddamn Disneyland?
Kathy, drive away before he asks for a picture with us. Hey, kids, you want a picture with me?
Oh, no. Ah! Sending his desperate old friend out. It means it's time to go.
It seems like you handled that situation nicely.
I handled it right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Finally, I did something right in your book.
Thanks.
I didn't know what else to do.
I heard you had your own TV show once at one point.
Yeah, one time I was so broke. Pretty much my whole life, but
one time
I was so broke and I was like, things were really bad.
What's the lowest amount of money you've had in your bank account, and when was that?
Negative $1,600.
You've been negative?
Sure.
Really?
Oh my God, like all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, I led my life poorly. I wish I could do it over again.
Do you think it was your fault, or do you think it was just like,
it was totally my fault. I should have just gotten a job and worked at a bank or something. I should have just quit. I set out to like be a comedian, but then I got married. So then I was like, I didn't really want to go on the road and leave my kids. So I was like, well, I'll stay.
That's a mistake.
Huh? Yeah.
Trying to be a comedian, but getting married first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. But I wanted to be more, I didn't really want to be a comedian. I wanted to be like more of an actor or like a producer or a writer. What's so funny? What? I made a couple movies.
No, I was trying.
Look, if YouTube hadn't come along, like, I would have made another movie. Maybe it would have been better. Maybe it would have been worse. I don't know. But I definitely would have made one.
How old were you when you had negative in your bank account?
Oh, God. No, I'm late 30s.
Really?
Yeah, until Vine came. Oh, definitely. And there were days I had negative in my bank account.
Was there ever a time where you were begging for money?
Like out on the street?
Or wherever. Or like you had to call a friend and you had to be like, I need to borrow money.
No, I would never borrow money from a friend.
No?
No, I would just, I would work like, you know, I would work for my friends sometimes just to make extra money, but no, I would never borrow money.
Did you ever steal?
No, I only stole one thing once. I stole a pack of cigarettes once when I was in college. That was it.
Why'd you steal a pack of cigarettes?
I don't know, because this guy came back to the dorm and he was like, they had stolen so much. Like 40 different people were stealing. And they're like, yeah, you can just take stuff there. They don't care. And I was like, huh, really? And then I went down there and totally got caught.
It's always, kids always steal cigarettes. I feel like that's like the most my friends would do that too. They'd steal cigarettes all the time. And they were like 13 years old.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're hard to steal now, aren't they? Aren't they behind
yeah.
the case?
Yeah, they're behind. Yeah, it's tough now.
Well, anyways, yeah. So I just got this job and, I was really broke and I was at the gym and this guy.
Whoa, the story isn't adding up.
Well, I was at the gym. I had a gym membership. It was already paid for. So I figured I'd go.
You were at the gym.
And this guy called me and he goes, Jason Nash? And I go, yeah? And he goes, I want you to host your own TV show. And I was like,
all you have to do is suck my cock.
I was like, okay, come on. I was like, who is this?
Sure.
And he was like, I'm not kidding. He's like, my name's Eric Pankowski.
What is his name?
Eric Pankowski.
That's bullshit.
No, it's his name.
Eric Pankowski.
Look him up. Look up Eric Pankowski.
Okay.
He's an accomplished television producer.
Oh, okay.
My name is Eric Pankowski. And I think you've got what it takes. It was weird. It was like almost like he was trying to sell me something.
It's like you were on the TV show already. My name is Eric Pankowski, and you're watching. I'm going to make you a TV show. And
yeah.
You've got what it takes.
Yeah. I'm going to give you your own TV show. All you need to give me is $36,000. So it was kind of like that. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And he's like, yeah, he's like, no, don't hang up. And he's like, yeah, I work for.
Oh, he called you on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, and he's like, I work for TMZ and we're doing like a, a spinoff of TMZ. And I was like, oh, cool. But it was like a clip show. And then I went over there. Oh, and he goes, where are you right now? He goes, I need you to start right away. And I was like, what? I was like, this is crazy. I mean, this is a good story about LA, how things can happen, like just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You can get really lucky. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm gonna pay you like $10,000 a show. He was talking money in like the first minute. And he was crazed because he had to get this show out the air. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, you're gonna be on in 50 markets, it's syndicated. And I was like, Okay. He's like, where are you right now? And I'm like, I'm at Crunch. And he goes, no way. This is so weird, dude. And I go, why? He goes, My office is next door to Crunch. Get over here. Get over here now. And I was like, is this a prank? This is so crazy. And I walked in, and I didn't know it was TMZ. And I walked in.
You got your ass beat.
Yeah. And then I walked in, and then...
You walked into TMZ?
I walked into TMZ, but I didn't know TMZ was next to Crunch.
Oh, okay.
And I walked in, and they were like... And I was like, oh my God, this is TMZ. And they're like, what's up? It's like, so nice to meet you. When can you start? He's like, we want to start tomorrow. Start filming tomorrow. And I was like, start filming what? He's like, it's a clip show. It's going to be like, you know, like Tosh.0 or like Ridiculousness. And I was like, okay. And I had no like prior hosting experience or anything. And then sure enough, end of the story is I did like 10 shows and it got canceled. And that was it.
You did 10 shows?
Yeah.
How much did you get paid?
I think I got like $10,000 a show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No. So I made a bunch of money, but then it was just over. Like it was.
You got 10,000 episodes.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No, I did. I did. I made a lot of money. It was like one of the only times that I like did something and it was on the air. I was like so stoked. Oh my God. I was so excited.
You made $10,000 an episode.
Yeah.
Just like that from a random. How did this guy know you?
He didn't. He saw a short film I made. I made this short film about like a husband and wife.
Was it on air?
Yes, it was. It was on after TMZ.
Oh, so this guy wasn't bullshitting at all.
No.
Oh, you were on actual television.
Yeah. But then it just didn't. Like, that's what's so crazy about it.
That could have been your big break.
Could have been.
Wow.
But then,
I hate you for this because you every time before we start the podcast, I'm always like, Jason, do you have any stories? And he's like, nah, man, I don't have anything. And I'm like, there's no fucking way.
You don't like anything that I have to say.
I'm like,
you look at your phone every time I tell a story.
I'm like, you're 45. There's no way you don't. And then he has all these stories in his back pocket that come out of nowhere as if they weren't cool stories. You make $10,000 from a guy who thought that you were cool at a gym. That's pretty insane. Jason will be like, I'm out of stories. And then we'll be at lunch one day just sitting with friends. And then he'll be like, and I'd be like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, I used to own a cat once. Turned out it was a mutant cat, and it turned into a superhero, and it flew out my back window. And I'm like, why the fuck didn't you tell me this story earlier? And then he goes, I just didn't think it was that special. I'm like, you have a superhero cat? And he'll hold back these stories, and then once in a while, they'll just fucking come out of nowhere.
I really miss Tom. He was awesome.
Tom the cat?
Tom the cat. Tom the superhero cat.
No, that's insane. You made $100,000.
It was pretty good. It was the best job I ever had. It was so great.
The fuck out. And you shot in 2 weeks?
We shot every day. You would shoot
daily.
That's
what's so amazing about these shows is like they'll shoot a show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, they'll shoot like this is true. They'll shoot like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's true because I know this. I have other people. I have friends that host stuff, and I know how stuff works. And I assume that it's like this for other stuff. I just don't want to name the shows that they're actually working on.
Sure.
But like, let's say like a show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They'll shoot all of the episodes in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They'll shoot 4 episodes a day. And they'll be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the host will make $70,000 an episode.
Right.
So like that's 4 episodes a day, $70,000 an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll shoot in the middle of July, which is so cool because like they'll have the Christmas episode that they're shooting, and everybody in the audience will be wearing Christmas sweaters, and he'll be wearing a Christmas hat, and it has nothing to do with summer, but it'll air during Christmas. And what's so amazing about it is they'll be done shooting it July 30th, and he won't have to work till March, till it's done airing. You know what I mean? It'll just air every week, once a week. And people will be like, oh, he's so busy. He's shooting this every week. But he got it done in 3 weeks.
Certain gigs are great. Like, yeah, that's particularly, that's
and that's
a very
so
good
fucking
gig.
Incredible about jobs out here is like, that's not how it is like when you're doing YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, YouTube is like, every day you start with a clean plate.
Yeah.
And it's brand fucking new. I'm not saying YouTube's harder than hosting a TV show, but it's just like you just start brand new with a new slate and you gotta do it all over again. After you post, everything's out the window. It's time to make a brand new video. And it sucks for that reason that like you can't relax.
Yeah. And there's not like a team in place around you helping you or anything. It's all on you to finish it.
That's incredible. I auditioned once for, I don't know if I've talked about
this. Didn't you have a big audition recently?
No.
Yeah. A couple months ago you did.
No, not really. I was in a big audition. But I auditioned once for, you know those commercials on like, I may have talked about this actually. Those commercials on like the radio and on TV, and it goes, "Do you or your child want to be a Nickelodeon star and star in your favorite TV shows like Drake and Josh, iCarly?" You know those?
Yeah.
You know that commercial, right?
Yeah.
It's like a pretty fucking popular commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was just like, I was in the car with my mom, and I'm like, yes, I want to be on Nickelodeon like Drake and Josh and iCarly. And like, I've always wanted to be an actor as a kid.
Yeah.
But like, I really didn't talk about it much. I asked my mom to like have me like audition for it.
Yeah.
And we went in and I was
You went to Chicago?
Yeah.
Like downtown?
We went downtown to audition for it.
Yeah.
I was in a room like with like 40 kids and 40 parents. Like it was just a huge waiting room. It was like the biggest doctor's office you'll ever see. And I went in to audition and they had me read a couple things and like it was super, like there wasn't a script. They just had me read in the moment and they were like, act scared. And then they were like, okay, now act happy. And like I was doing all this stuff, and I was like, oh, whatever, I fucking did all right. I was a kid, so I don't know how I was.
How old were you?
I was like 13.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I was like, I don't know how I acted. I probably did like shit, and I know I did like shit. And then 5 days later, my mom gets a call, and we had one of those phones where you can pick up from another part of the house and listen in.
Yeah.
So my mom was on the phone downstairs, and I was on the phone upstairs.
Yeah.
And my mom gets a call, and I'm listening because I know it's from them, because my mom's like, pick up the phone. They're on the phone, and they're like, hi, Mrs. Dobrik. And
yeah.
She's like, yes. They're like, we loved your son, absolutely. The producers, everyone loved your son so much.
Really,
we want him back. We want to work with him more. And my mom just fucking screamed. She was like, ah! Like that. And it was so fucking exciting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like the best moment ever.
And then what happened?
And then we went back to like the, like they're like, come back, let's have one more meeting, let's figure this out, this is great. Like they were so fucking excited. And then we went back and like we sat down with someone in like an office and they're like, yeah, we loved it so much, we're so excited. And they're like, we want him to be ready for television. And then they pulled out a packet of like proposed pricing options.
No.
Yeah, for like acting classes.
No.
And like, we want him to be ready so he can do this 3 month thing for $7,000, or he can do this 2 month thing for $3,000.
Oh,
yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Yes, it's all a fucking scam. It's all a scam.
So it wasn't Nickelodeon.
No,
it wasn't like Nickelodeon Chicago. Because I was like, I don't think Nickelodeon's in Chicago.
No, I'm sure people that work at this like acting place have worked at Nickelodeon, and that's how they get away with it. But it was all a fucking scam. And it's still on the radio. Like, it still plays.
It's a total scam.
Have people maybe come out of it and been on Nickelodeon? Maybe. But it's just to get you to sign up for this acting stuff.
That happened to my mother and father with modeling. My mother got modeling shots, and she brought them home. And they talked her into paying $250, and my dad yelled at her, so he went down there.
I remember this. Your dad flipped at your mom paying money for modeling shots.
Yeah. The same thing happened to them.
And then what happened with your dad?
And then they talked my dad into it.
Your dad went down there to yell at him.
Yeah.
And
we told that story on Cape Cod. We were sitting around the table with Trisha and my mom, and I told Trisha the story, and she thought it was funny. My dad goes, yeah, well, I was the only one who got work. And my mom was like, no, you didn't. She's like, I got work. Two models.
Wait, but it was, but your dad went down there to yell at him.
Yeah.
Like, you ripped my wife off.
Yeah.
And then they were just.
And then they talked him into a photo shoot. So funny.
Yeah.
It's only funny because it's my dad. I had a similar thing like that when I went to.
I mean, your life's probably been filled with full fake opportunities.
Yeah. So many things like that.
That's why LA is fucking scary. I've been to meetings where I've been like, where I've like talked to people and they've promised me good things, and I have literally told them to their face, I'm like, I know this isn't going to happen. Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Like, this is like, can we get this done in the next 3 weeks? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, I bet your fucking ass we won't get it done in the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Like, I've been in meetings where I've been like, I just like, this isn't, you're not going to get this done.
Yeah.
Like, you're fronting. Like, this isn't a real thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's not how LA works. It's crazy. Nothing in LA, I mean, some things get done overnight, like your amazing workout gym deal, which is like one in a billion.
Yeah.
But everything in LA, I mean, I haven't even been here that long, but it takes months to get going. It's not like having. That's why YouTube is so special, is because you have an idea and you're just like, I'm gonna fucking run with it, and you do it. But in LA, shit takes months of development, and it's horrible, and it always falls through too. It's not like it takes months and it's a guaranteed thing. It takes months, and there's chances of it falling through at every fucking step.
I had a funny meeting once with some social media guys who are starting an app, and I met with them on Melrose, and. They were there, they're like, we have the new thing. This is what everyone's going to be doing. He's like, and you're going to be the first one in. And he pulls out a baseball hat with a camera on the hat. And he was like, when you sign up for our app, he's like, everyone's going to be wearing these. So I was like, okay, so everyone's just going to be walking around with hats with cameras.
Like it's like a baseball cap with a GoPro on it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a very tiny GoPro. And they gave me one. And like I used it in a couple vines with Brandon, but they were so sure that this was going to be like, and I was like, well, you can't do that. You can't just walk around filming everybody, or at least make it hidden so no one can see it.
Oh,
no one wants to talk to you if you can see the camera on the brim of your hat.
App developers are the most like confident and just like so out of touch with reality people I think I've known. Like a lot of app developers.
What's a bad app? Have you any good bad app stories?
I don't have any bad app stories, but... Oh, well, yeah, I do. There was this company. I don't want to say the name.
Sure.
But it's bullshit how easy it is to like... The thing about apps is why companies are so successful with them is because there's a young guy who's 24 who has this brilliant app idea. And then he goes to 10 investors who are all in their late 50s who don't understand jack shit about apps, who don't understand anything, but they have billions of dollars in their pocket. And then they go to them and they go, hey, I have this app idea. It does this. And I'm going to get it off the ground because I know David Dobrik and he has 8 million subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And if he shouts it out once, that means at least half of the people are going to go download this app. Uh-huh. So right off the gate, you have 4 million downloads right there, which is not true. If I shout out an app, you'll get maybe a 0.5% of my audience going to it.
Sure.
Maybe not even. But these older guys, these older investors don't understand that. They don't get that. They don't get how social media works. And they assume that there's a younger guy coming to them talking to them about an app. They assume that this guy knows everything. And they're like, that's brilliant. I love this. You have David Dobrik. You have a top influencer on this program. Here's $10 million. Yeah. And that's what they do. And this is what happened with one of the apps I used to work with. I never worked with them because they never gave us a job. They spent all their money on rent for a big house. They spent $40,000 a month for this house, and they would throw a party every other day.
Oh, wow.
At this house, and they would get performances from like Tyga, Kylie Jenner would come out. And it was called, let's say I don't want to say the app's name, but let's say it was called Carpet. The house was called the Carpet House.
Right.
Like it was named after the app. Mm-hmm. There was a big LED sign, right in the front of the house that said the app's name. And every other night they would have huge parties for like 2 months straight.
Wow.
Ginormous parties and big, like Ray Shurmur would come. And like Tyga would come, Kylie Jenner would come. And the only way, the way you'd have to get into the party is you have to download the app. And that's how they would spend the money. And these app influencers, all they heard was, this is an app that kids are going to love. They have no idea what kids love because they don't fucking understand apps because
right.
they still work on their sidekicks. And then you have these young kids who are quote-unquote entrepreneurs who are 26 and who are spending money on Tyga and all these people. So like all these people in LA get rich off these apps that they have in development that never take off. So you have all these app developers. When you're an app developer, you can ask for money from an investor, but and cut yourself a large check and never even have your app see the light of day. You can go to an investor and be like, I have this idea, give me all this money, and then cut yourself a check for $1 million, and then the app never goes through, and the investor's like, well, that's what I invest. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Right.
And no one gets pissed, but these app investors have so much money. or sorry, these app developers have so much money. And
probably back then too, like there's so many apps now, but before it was probably really great in the beginning.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I have this idea, I have this idea, I have this idea.
And it's so shit because none of these ideas are actually fucking like
profitable,
but these people like either they know they're not profitable and they're scamming all these investors, or they are profitable and I don't know. Regardless, the whole thing is pretty fucking botched. But there's a lot of different ways to make money in LA, which is kind of scary. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere, anytime. All you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past. That's cool. I know a lot of people that use this that or at least that have therapists like on the phone on call.
Uh-huh.
I always think that's so strange, therapist, huh? Isn't that such a weird concept?
Like, yeah, maybe you haven't been exposed to it, but it's really great.
No, I know it helps, but
you don't. Like, you haven't been to therapy, have you?
No, never.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a bunch. but I mean, you know, you're young. You'll go at some point.
Can't imagine fitting anyone else into your life. Well, with Talkspace, therapy is easy as sending your therapist a message.
I would love for a therapist to crack you open.
Oh my God,
good Lord,
I'd be crying on that bed for 8 hours. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life changes we all face. To match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/views and use the code VIEWS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's VIEWS and Talkspace.com/views. I know a lot of people that therapy fucking works wonders for.
Oh, yeah. No, it works for almost everybody. I think.
What is almost everybody? It didn't work for you.
No, I just have to go a lot more than everybody else.
Yeah, a lot of people. The part that makes like.
But the main thing is like, you know, yeah, don't be afraid to call somebody and 100%. Talk to someone.
The part that's so interesting to me is like, you can call a therapist and it's like, and you can like get into like, this is how I imagine it. Like you get into this really deep conversation and you're unraveling a bunch of things. And then they're like, the hour's up. I got to go. Do you know, like, isn't that crazy?
That's so funny. Like, that is, it's happened to me so many times when I've been in therapy.
Like, it's so insane. Like, it's like, and it's like.
And then my dad brought the belt out. And yeah. Then, I'm so sorry. Time is up.
Yeah. Like you can probably be convinced that you and your therapist have like this special bond.
Yeah.
And then you'll get to the hour and then you realize that they're just doing their job. Like they're just your paid friend. That's what they are.
Yeah. Or when you lie to your therapist. Like I've done that.
Why? What have you said?
Just I don't know, just not telling like the whole truth about something.
Oh.
And then you're like, well, why am I doing that? I'm like, she's the person I should be.
Oh, 100%.
Saying all this stuff
to. You make yourself seem like you're okay.
But I went for therapy with my ex for a long time. Really tried to save the marriage. We went to a great therapist. She was so great.
Oh, great. How did that? I'm curious.
I used to go to a guy and he was a really nice
therapist. Here's one of Jason's stories. And turns out he shot spider webs out of his ankles. Why haven't you said this before?
No, I went to this therapist for a really long time and he was really great and I really liked him. And I guess I was in there like bitching about my marriage for like a lot of it. You know what I mean? Week after week after week after week. So he said, well, I really would love her to come in for one session. And I said, great. So I called Marnie and I was like, hey, or not called Marnie. I was living with Marnie. I was like, will you come see my therapist? Marnie was like, of course. Like, yes. Like, I want you to be better and I could probably use a talking to as well. We got in there. He like eviscerates her in the session. Like he just came at her. And I was like, it was as if I was just poisoning him for weeks and weeks and weeks.
It's like if you're talking shit to a friend and then your friend finally sees your wife and he's like, you're a fucking bitch.
Exactly. It was just like that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's like, why do you do that? Why do you tell him what to do? Why do you control every moment? Why do you need to, you know, and she was like, whoa, 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 what's been going on in here? It was like almost like I set her up. But I didn't know he was gonna do that at all. I figured we'd go in and
that's what ended your marriage.
That, yeah, I mean, it didn't help.
That final therapy session.
Oh, I'll tell you what ended my marriage.
Oh, fuck. Wait, hold on.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Is that too deep for the audience?
No, what ended your marriage?
It reminded me you were telling that app story. One thing that really pissed me off.
She started an app.
She started a competing app. And it turned out she's Postmates now.
What ended your marriage?
I remember I got a job on Vine because I was going to ask you this. When you were on Vine, and when was the first time you made money?
Oh, I know exactly.
When?
I was I had like 300,000 followers. Yeah. I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings with all my friends, and I got a call, and it was from the Badoo app, and they were like, we want to pay you $50 for a Vine. And I was outside of Buffalo Wild Wings, and I was staring at the window, like through the window at my friends having lunch, and I was just fucking, I had the biggest smile on my face, like looking them directly into the eyes. I'm like, these guys have no fucking idea how much I'm about to make.
And meanwhile, Marcus Johns is making like 50,000.
Yeah, yeah. And I walk back into Buffalo Wild Wings, and they're like, what is it? What happened? And it's like, I've never had lunch with this many of my friends. There was like eight of them. And I'm like, I'm getting paid $50 to post a Vine. And they were all like, are you fucking serious? And like my friend John is like, it paid off, dude. It paid off. And I'm like, yes, it paid off. I fucking told you, John. I told you. Stick with me and more of this shit's going to happen. And yeah, I fucking
okay, you had the mozzarella sticks.
$50. And they're all making jokes. They're like, David, you should pay for this meal. And I'm like, I could. I totally could. And it was a really big deal. But yeah, I made $50.
I remember I got offered, and this is what ended my marriage. I got offered $700 to go to Mike Tyson's mansion in Las Vegas and I remember I had to go do something with my ex that weekend. I had to go to her dad's thing. And she's like, you're not going. And I was like, yeah, I am. And then that was it. And I did go, but I was like, I thought that was a chance for me to like go do something. And wow. I got paid $700, and I thought that was incredible.
So that was like because your wife wasn't letting you do certain stuff with Vine.
Yeah, she just thought like, oh, that's like a waste of time or whatever. But sure. I knew if I like didn't take that, I knew if I took that job and it went well, maybe I'd get another one. So I was like, oh, I could. This could save me. Like I was broke, and Vine was doing like okay. I was like, and then I had heard that people were making money on Vine, and I was like, and I hadn't yet. And I was like, well, that would be incredible if someone would pay me to make videos.
Wow.
And yeah, that was like a big point of contention. And then my therapist told her to fuck off, and that was it.
Wait, that's pretty. But no. Isn't that okay? But back to your therapist thing. Isn't that like a weird thing for your therapist?
Yeah, it's not okay.
What did you?
I was like, whoa, Mark, hang on.
Did you and your wife get into a big fight?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get into a big fight, but she was like, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah,
she was like, and I'm like, "I know that was bad." I was like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I know he was going to attack you."
Did you? Whatever. did you and your wife ever, like when you guys went to couples therapy, right? Mm. How did that, I'm curious as to how it didn't work. Like how does talking to someone else about your problems not make you guys see things straight?
Like, I remember once we said, it was so stupid. Like I said, well, she's never ready. That was a problem I brought up in therapy. She's never ready. We go out Saturday nights. We're supposed to be there at 7:00. And, you know, then I wind up waiting like an hour and a half for her to get ready. And it's like my time's wasted and she doesn't care about anyone's time.
Sure.
But her own, you know, that was my gripe, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I remember like, she's like, Marnie, would you be willing to be ready on time this Saturday night? Is that something you think you could do? And she would be like, yes, okay, I could be ready. So I remember that Saturday night I pulled up, you know, because I went and did something, and she was sitting outside, all made up, all perfect, with her purse, and it was like, oh, this isn't who she is. Like this, I'm forcing her to do this. You know what I mean?
That's so cute, though.
Yeah, and she tried. You know, she was like, okay, let's go to where we're supposed to go now.
I think that's great.
It is cute. She tried, you know, but it was like, that's not who she is, and that's not who I was.
And then she went back to being late, and then the marriage ended. Hey, wait, this isn't who
pretty much.
This isn't who we are getting along. let's go back in there, change your outfit, and come back. I'm going to scream at you for being late. it's just like weird. Like, I don't know.
I know, because that's like a problem that's not really a problem. So you're like, well, what are we're working on something that's not going to change anything anyway.
I mean, I would think that if you have like, if you go to a therapist and you have problems other than like falling out of love, I feel like you can like work, like other than like deep psychological problems, I feel like if it's just like issues in the relationship, like things aren't going your way, I feel like you can work them out. Isn't that like the...
Some people don't want to change.
No. Oh, I guess you're right.
You know what I mean? And some people can't. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and I'll only talk about myself and how shitty I am. But like for me, like I wanted to go make YouTube videos, and that's weird.
Yeah, that is
like
weird.
What 45-year-old dude wants to...
I'm a YouTuber, and it makes me fucking giggle.
Yeah, it's totally, like, it's not her fault that, like, on a Saturday night, I didn't want to be with her friends. Nothing wrong with her friends, but, like, you know, I wanted to go make YouTube videos, and that's bizarre. Hey, Dave, you know what?
What?
I hate to say it.
But this... I would love to say it. Is the podcast over?
You can say it if you want.
The podcast is over, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Go see David's videos. They've been really good lately.
I didn't like the first... you liked my last vlog?
Yeah, it was great.
Weird. I wasn't a fan of it, but I got a really good response from it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great. It touched on a lot of things that everyone goes through.
Sex?
I mean, it's very universal. That was what I liked about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right, That's why people liked it, because it was universal. What was I going to say?
Go watch David's vlogs. Check him out on Twitter.
I like this podcast. I like the second half of this podcast. I didn't like the first half that much, but I think
part where I was talking?
We'll edit that out. I was thinking about surprising you last night when you fell asleep with a podcast just by myself.
Oh, okay.
That would have been pretty interesting,
Yeah,
huh?
You could have done that, I guess. I could just get my things a go if you want.
No, that's not what I mean. I thought I would have actually made you happy if you were like, you did it by yourself without me. I don't know. Because, I mean, you still would have made the money off it.
I would have been hurt.
The $5.
But that's fine. Whatever you want to do.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't know that was going to hurt your feelings so bad. I'll keep you around, Jason.
It's okay. Okay.
Guys, go buy our merch. Oh, go follow me on Instagram. I'm following people back. The next...
No, you're not.
I know I'm not. But the next 30 people that follow me.
No, you're not.
The next 10,000 people that follow me, I'm going to follow you guys back. My Instagram is @DavidDobrik. I'm not following you guys back. I'm just fucking lying. But follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to get to 10 million. Jason, anything you want to shout out?
Where are you at now?
5.9.
Trying to get to 10.
Yeah, I'm really far. But I think 10's the spot to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's like when you're like, this is nice.
It's a nice spot.
But it's really far. I'm really far away. But I'm stepping it up.
I'd love to shout out just my mom. Say, all right. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you guys.